This past Tuesday evening, Mary and I spent the evening with our friends from the Islamic Association of Kerry in their annual, their celebration of Ramadan. Shaquille Ahmed is the leader of that community, and you may know he's been here a few times, and we've done things with them over there at their mosque. And so Shaquille invited Mary and I to a Tuesday celebration they had in the midst of their month of what's called breaking the fast. Ramadan is the holiest time of the year for our Muslim friends. It's an incredible month. It's a month where the faithful fast all day for the 30 days of Ramadan. From sunrise till sundown, they eat nothing and don't even drink anything, not even water. Some folks will get up before sunrise, and sunrise is determined around here this time of the year is at 4:10. So some will get up before that hour, 3:30, 3:45, have some breakfast to nourish themselves, and then fast through the day until the evening of sunset, which on Tuesday night was at 8:38 p.m. It's a time of fasting. It's a time of prayer. It's a time where many Muslims will, in those 30 days, read the entire Quran, read it from beginning to end. It's a time of charitable giving, a time of giving of oneself to the community and to reach out beyond oneself. It's a very holy time. I sat with some folks. Their custom is that the men eat in one part of the hall, the women eat in another part of the hall. And I was lucky enough to sit with Shaquille and some other folks from the community. One who said that he had, you know, got up at 4 and ate some breakfast and hadn't had anything to eat since then. And at 8:38, we gather there at 8 o'clock, kind of socialize. And at 8:38, the proclamation was made, the sun had gone down, and we were able to have a snack. And Shaquille invited guests who were there. Mary and I were not the only guests, but there were others there as well, to eat first. And I leaned over to this friend of mine. I said, you haven't had anything to eat since 4 o'clock in the morning. I had something to eat about 3 hours ago. I said, I'm not famished here. You should go first. No, guests go first. So I had a little snack. And then in the prayer area of the mosque, we gathered with them in prayer, as always, facing Mecca, which I think is about this direction. Mecca is always faced in prayer. One time I was gathered with some Muslim friends, and I said, isn't Mecca kind of east of us? They said, well, no, not if you go over the North Pole and go down that way. The shortest way to Mecca is where they face. And it's a very powerful time of prayer. You've seen our Muslim friends pray. There's that kneeling down and bowing and then coming up and then praying and chanting. It was really a transcendent moment, to be very honest with you. Very holy time. One of the police officers from Kerry was there, who's a Muslim, praying and seeing him in his uniform, praying the Muslim prayers. It was very powerful. My wife Mary sat with the table that had the women and ended up sitting with the wife of Shaquille, just by coincidence, and Shaquille's daughter. Well, many folks, even at our table, were talking about Muslim traditions. Like, so what's it like being a Muslim? And what's the headdress that you wear? What's the meaning of that? And asking questions. They're explaining, you know, I wear this here too. I don't wear this. Some of these folks were professors, doctors, lawyers. I mean, but their custom is to wear this at the mosque. And they were explaining what they do. My wife Mary said she found out that Shaquille's daughter, and Shaquille lived in, some of you may know, Dutchess County, New York. He worked for IBM. He's an IBMer, retired IBMer. Lived in the United States for 50 years and has been down here for quite a while. So my wife Mary and his daughter found out they went to local high schools years ago. So they were talking about track and competing against each other and living in Dutchess County. So Mary found a friend. And the food was delicious that we had. It's from, give them a little plug, kebabish here in Kerry. That's great food. So we gathered together. It was a special moment to be together. I had a chance to chat with the imam there, who met with our youth a couple of months ago and spent some time in prayer with our youth and teaching them about the Muslim tradition. I could go on and on about that experience because it was a really, really great one and a blessing to be there gathered together. Shaquille shared with us how powerful it's been as people have reached out to the Muslim community here. Many Muslims have lived in great fear in these times. And Shaquille said it was very powerful when recently some Muslims were killed. And as he arrived the following morning at the mosque, there were flowers at the door for many folks in the community offering their thoughts and their prayers of this violent act. And so there really is this positive and I think wonderful relationship that we have. They too stand up against the violence, against the fundamentalist interpretation. You know, as I've said, we need to stand up against Christian fundamentalism as well in our world. It may not seem as apparent as a Muslim, but it is there as well. So we share a lot in common. I shared that with you this morning, kind of a coincidence, that I was able to experience that on Tuesday because of our first reading this morning from Genesis. I want to talk a little bit about that reading, if you were, it's early in the morning, if you were hearing the story. It's the story of Abraham and Sarah, Hagar and Ishmael. We know that God appeared to Abraham and Sarah and said they were going to have a child. Remember that story? They say you will be the father of many nations. And they're described as being very old, in probably their 90s. Do you remember how Sarah responds? She laughs. She laughs. And what's the name of her first son? Isaac, or it said Ishak, which means to laugh. She names the son. We know that part of the story. Back up a little bit and realize that God had made that promise, and it wasn't like Sarah was with child the next day. It was time that went by. And Abraham and Sarah doubted that God's promise was going to be fulfilled. And so Sarah said to Abraham, "Why don't you take Hagar, my maidservant, one of my slaves, as your wife?" And Abraham does. In that culture and in that time, it was not uncommon for men to have many wives. You can talk about that culture and everything, but that was the custom. So this would not have been unusual. And with Hagar, he has a son whose name is Ishmael. Ishmael, which means to hear God. El is God. Ishma means to hear God. Ishmael was born first. So Ishmael is sort of the first son of Abraham. Eventually, Sarah gives birth to Isaac. They grow up. And our reading today points out that Sarah sees Ishmael playing. And custom has it that Ishmael was a very playful young man. Later became a great fighter and bowsman. And so there's a kind of personality that's trying to be conveyed. And it seems Sarah does not want her son Isaac around Ishmael. Also doesn't want her son Isaac to have to split the inheritance with Ishmael. So Sarah says to Abraham, basically, "I want them to leave." And Abraham complies. It's our reading this morning. And gives Hagar water and food, and the way the story is told in Genesis, off she goes and leaves. And as she's walking in the desert, she runs out of food, runs out of water. And custom has it, it's not described in Genesis, this particular reading, but custom has it that she walked back and forth from a mountain to another mountain looking for water, trying to find water and food. And eventually God appears in our reading this morning. And God cares for Hagar and Ishmael. And one of the things God says in our reading this morning is to Hagar, "Your son Ishmael will be the father of many, of a nation." Hagar and Ishmael finally settle in another place that today we call Mecca. And from the Quran, we know that Quran shares that Abraham visited Ishmael many times and helped Ishmael settle in Mecca and build a nation and build a place. And there was the rebuilding of what is called the Kaaba in Mecca. If you see pictures of Muslims today, there's this cube called the Kaaba, where many, one of the challenges of Muslims, one of the five pillars of Islam, is to go to Mecca in one's lifetime. And sometimes you'll see that crowd circling around the Kaaba. Have you ever seen that? It's a pilgrimage that they make. And many will also go and walk between these two mountains, remembering the pilgrimage of Hagar. It's believed that Ishmael and Hagar, in Muslim tradition, are buried in Mecca, are buried near the Kaaba, near the sacred mosque, which is the holiest of places. It's believed that Muhammad was a descendant of Ishmael. And so our Muslim friends find their connection to Abraham through Ishmael. We look at our connection to Abraham through Isaac. Remember, Isaac was the father of Jacob. Jacob was the father of the 12 sons that become the 12 tribes of Israel. And the descendants of those tribes eventually come down to Jesus of Nazareth. And that's why in a couple of the Gospels, we'll find those, we think it's silly. You know the so-and-so begot so-and-so, so-and-so is the father of so-and-so, so-and-so is the father of so-and-so, so-and-so, so-and-so. They're tracing that line of Jesus back to Abraham. Very important. Our Muslim friends consider Jesus to be a prophet, along with Muhammad and the other great prophets, although Muhammad is the greatest prophet. We consider Jesus to be the Son of God, save the phrases that we use. And so we are part of what is oftentimes referred to as the Abrahamic religion. We are all descendants of Abraham. We are connected to Abraham. Christians, Muslims, Jews, all trace back to Abraham. And I just think as we gather together today, and as I was reminded the other day of remembering that, this great history that we share together, different family lines, different stories, different traditions, different customs. But I'll tell you, when I gathered with our Muslim friends on Tuesday, I knew we were in the presence of God, the God of Abraham, the God of Ishmael, the God of Isaac, the God who we come before in our lives, who shaped and formed and created this world. And so as we gather, remember that. I just don't know if I have a great homily on this, but just remember that in the midst of all that's going on in our world, that together our friends right down the street on Chatham Street and us stand opposed to the violence and hatred and evil in this world, but stand up for the faith of Abraham, the God who touched his life in so many powerful ways. And we stand here today thankful for the ancestors who have gone before us, thankful for this faith, and gather together, and as I always say, go forth and make a difference and change the world.